What's up, Dream Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week we are closing out our birthday month with my pick of March, and we are doing the It miniseries from 1990. So you picked season one of Black Mirror, which we did a couple weeks ago, and I just kind of followed suit with a short, somewhat TV show that we could follow up with. And we just finished reading the book, like what, last month, I think. Yeah, and it was a first time read for both of us, so it was, I don't know, it was kind of fresh in my mind, thinking maybe we could kind of compare and contrast the original movie to the book and see how it lines up. But without going too far into it, when's the last time you watched this movie?
It's my second time watching it. I don't know, maybe I'm trying to remember which house I watched it at, where I was at. I forget. Maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, maybe.
Okay. I haven't watched this in like a really long time.
I think
Like,
it's probably been 5 plus years for sure.
yeah, I gotta be probably around like the 10-year mark. So, but yeah, I don't know. Good time to rewatch it after we finish the book. But before we talk about this movie, we will kick off our booze and news. Are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a Whitewater Brewing Company, Farmer's Daughter Blonde
Nice.
Ale.
I like Farmer's Daughter.
Yeah, too. How about you?
I'm drinking Flying Monkeys Raving Loops of Computer Music.
I have not seen that one before.
Yeah, this is the first time for me too. It's an
What kind of
amber
this?
lager, so.
Amber Lager? Okay.
Flying monkeys always with their crazy shit. This one is not skunked like the last one. I was a little nervous. It's good. All right. I know you've watched a couple things this week. So lay it on us.
Alrighty. We talked about that last time. Watched another movie from last year, Anatomy of a Fall.
Nice.
It's pretty good. I think I'd rather actually go a 3.5 rather than a 4, but I mean, it's a courtroom drama. I think it won Best International Picture, I think, at the Oscars. It's pretty good. Watched The Founder. It's an all right movie. I've seen it before, but the trailer, like, on Netflix always like gets me because it's like when he's like discovering McDonald's and it's like, oh, that's cool, but the guy was just an asshole and stole McDonald's from the two brothers, so you know. And then for my birthday yesterday, we wanted to watch Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. It was okay. Definitely, I don't know. I wouldn't go out of your way to watch it. I think I would have rather if I went and watched like Immaculate or that new one from A24 instead of this. But yeah, just I don't know, these like legacy sequels and stuff. Like I liked Ghostbusters Afterlife. But this one, I just felt like there's just way too many characters in it. Like they brought characters from the last movie. introduce new characters, and then had like characters from like the OG Ghostbusters. So it was like fucking 15 characters and just a
Too
lot.
much.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
I was kind of wondering how it was gonna
Yeah.
be.
But I don't know. How about you?
Didn't watch anything.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I watched half of Roadhouse last night, like the
Oh,
remake.
okay. Yeah.
So far, like, it's a fun movie. I don't want to give like a full review on it. I've only watched half of it, but
Yeah.
what I've seen so far, it's fun, but it's so reliant on CGI,
Oh, really?
like a stupid amount. Like even the fight scenes are like CGI'd.
It's weird.
Yeah,
Because,
I don't
like,
know.
Jake did that movie, The Fighter, or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, McGregor is the fighter,
Now,
UFC fighter.
I haven't seen him and McGregor fight yet,
Oh,
so I
okay.
don't know. But maybe I'm wrong. But there was one fight scene I was just like, "This looks fake as shit."
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. But there was one scene where it was 1,000% CGI, and I was like, "This just like you could have went without that for sure."
Yeah.
But yeah, haven't really been watching very much. Yeah. MLB The Show 24 came out this week, so I've been playing that at night.
Nice.
And not doing much else, really.
Cool.
Been a boring week. We also just recorded on like Sunday, so.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Yeah.
And you had to technically watch two movies this week for
That's,
the
yeah.
podcast.
This fucking 3-hour movie, yeah.
Did you split it up?
I did like a 2-in-1, like 2 hours and then 1 hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah. As for the news, there's been a lot going on recently. A lot of it's fairly old news now, but like obviously everybody knows about this, but Neve Campbell's returning to the Scream franchise as Sydney Prescott. That's old news at this point. Salem's Lot remake is officially set for a straight to streaming release on Max, so we'll probably get that on Crave. We got a teaser trailer for The Crow remake. That's old news. Tourist Trap is getting a remake, and Barbara Crampton's going to be a producer on it, so that's kind of cool. The creators of Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey have announced that they are going to culminate a bunch of characters from childhood fairy tales, and they're calling it the Pooniverse Monsters Assemble, which is going to be like an Avengers style kind of thing.
So ridiculous. Oh, man.
It's ridiculous, but I'm
Some
all
of the
for it.
titles are so funny.
I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey, 1 and 2, obviously. Bambi the Reckoning, Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare, and Pinocchio Unstrung are the ones that they've confirmed so far.
For phase one.
Phase one, yeah. I
Yeah.
think it's great. Like you mentioned, Immaculate has released in theaters now. We got a teaser trailer for Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I got a teaser for Alien Romulus. We got the trailer for that one that Casey just sent us earlier, In a
Oh,
Violent Nature.
yeah.
That trailer, like that movie looks like it's gonna be fucking sick.
Yeah.
And it's like it's something new, so I'm kinda excited for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, just a lot of trailers and like releases this
Yeah.
past week, so it's
Yeah.
kinda cool.
Yeah. Not really horror related news, but there's rumors that the new James Bond has been offered a contract.
Saw that.
Yeah. Our boy Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah. I don't
Which
know how I feel about that.
have you watched Bullet Train?
No, I haven't.
Watch Bullet Train and you'll change your mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whenever I saw that, I was like, eh. But all right. Yeah. The Bullet Train's on my list. I do need to watch it.
I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah. It's on one of the streaming services.
Yeah.
I think that's all I got. So, 4Ks. Are they going to be the same as what we did on Sunday? Like, when does it update?
every week.
I know that, but like what day of the week?
Well, like Monday, like the 19th.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. So we got Change in Lanes. Don't know what
Peace.
that is. The Manchurian Candidate. I haven't seen that one, but I know it's a pretty popular movie. We got The Ring Collection. Pretty
That's cool.
cool case. Child's Play Remake. We got the
Nice.
Carrie Remake. We got K-19, The Widowmaker. Dark Matter, or sorry, Dark Water.
The original.
And Witness. So,
Couple Harrison Ford
yeah.
movies.
And a few horrors. Always good.
Nice. Any that you think you'll get?
No, I haven't bought movies in a while. Been buying baby stuff.
That's true. I haven't bought, yeah. Actually, I did just buy a movie. Quick little shout out to Skynet Video.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah.
They're a little indie filmmaking company that just kind of started off, I think, like within the past year, anyways. But they released a movie called Nest, and I grabbed a Blu-ray copy of that. And it's just like a quick little short film, but it's fun.
Okay.
I mean, the end of it had a bunch of bloopers on it, and it just seemed like they had such a fun time filming this movie.
Nice.
But like Wes Hall from Old Man Ghostface, like he's part of it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, the guys from Check Your Candy or Check the Candy, sorry, they're part of it. So yeah, I don't know. It was fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. Always happy to help indie filmmakers because you never know, man. You never know.
Yeah.
Everybody starts
Well,
somewhere.
actually, it kind of ties into the movie news, but apparently I didn't know this, but the new movie releasing this weekend, horror movie, the fucking,
Immaculate.
no, not Immaculate, the other one that was six,
Late
the
Night with the
night,
Devil.
yeah, A Night with the Devil.
Yeah.
Apparently there's three scenes in it that are AI generated people.
Shit.
And it's the first movie that's used AI generation.
That's fucked.
And some people are not happy about it, but
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
yeah, so.
Because that's just taken away from filmmakers. I mean, it's inevitable, right? We're coming into that era, I guess, but I mean, people probably bitched about CGI back in the day too.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess. I feel like this is kind of different, though.
It is for sure, but like CGI is taken away from like stunt coordinators and stuntmen and shit like that.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, not a big fan of that. Anyways, let's dive into this movie. All right, like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about It from 1990. This was a two-part miniseries that I would have, yeah, it was made for TV, obviously. And you can tell. In some parts. But anyway, starting off with the synopsis. In 1960, seven preteen outcasts fight an evil demon who poses as a child-killing clown. 30 years later, they reunite to stop the demon once and for all when it returns to their hometown. I mean, everybody knows the story of It. Whether it's the book, whether it's this original miniseries, or whether it's the remakes that came out recently. Everybody knows who Pennywise is. We know who the what the lore is behind it and the story. This movie is directed by Tommy Lee Wallace. He has done Halloween 3, Fright Night Part 2, a couple segments on The Twilight Zone, and one episode of Baywatch.
Damn.
This cast list, I didn't know who to pick.
Yeah,
So
fair enough.
it's huge because this is two movies crammed into one. We have the adult versions of the Losers Club, and then we have the child versions. So I'm gonna like run through it really quick. Harry Anderson playing Richie Tozier as an adult, Dennis Christopher playing Eddie Kasprack as an adult, Richard Mazur, Stanley Uris. Annette O'Toole played Beverly Marsh. Tim Reed played Mike Hanlon. John Ritter played Ben Hanscom. Richard Thomas played Bill Denbrough. Tim Curry played Pennywise. Jonathan Brandis, RIP, played child Bill Denbrough. Seth Green played Richie as a child. Emily Perkins from Ginger Snaps played Beverly Marsh. And there's one other person that I saw. Who was it? Who's further down? Maybe not. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, yeah, there's. Oh, here. Olivia Hussey played Audra, and she is in Black Christmas. She was the main character in Black Christmas. Yeah, huge, huge cast list. It was hard to just pick four or five people. But what do you think of this cast? Do you think they casted them properly?
Some of them.
Okay.
There was one actor and character I absolutely despised and fucking hated.
Please say Bill.
Yes.
Adult Bill.
Yes.
Dude, he was fucking awful.
It was so bad.
His stuttering was the worst.
Like, it
And
was bad. Like, most of the actors were like pretty okay, but like the older Bill just brought me down. And like, he's in most of the second half and like, or the second episode. And I just thought he was awful.
Let's, for the sake of this episode, if we're saying like the first half or the second half, it'll be like part one, part two. We'll just combine it all in one. But yeah, and like if we're comparing characters from the book, this Bill was nowhere near the Bill in the book. Looks wise, attitude wise, anything like that. Like in the book, adult Bill is supposed to be like balding and like losing all of his hair, and this guy's got a fucking 3 foot long ponytail.
And like as kids, like, well, let's just get into the fucking discussion, I guess. But like in the book, Bill is, he's the big kid in the group. Like he's the one that is bigger and tougher than everyone else. And then in this movie, I felt like it was switched. I felt like Ben was fucking massive as a kid in this book, in the movie. And Bill like was just kind of like a background guy. Like he talked the most and was like the leader, I guess, but he didn't feel like it in the this first episode.
I definitely feel like this was Ben's movie for sure. And like I wasn't a fan of John Ritter being cast as an older Ben either. Because
I
like
liked, yeah,
he's a
as
good
like as
actor.
yeah, I agree. Like I think did a good job like as older Ben, and but yeah, I felt like he just didn't fit with Ben, right?
Because older Ben's supposed to be like muscular and handsome and like did a complete 180 from what he was as a kid, and like nobody can believe it. And like, no disrespect to John Ritter, but he's not fucking ripped, that's for sure. He still had a good paunch on and he's got a big bushy beard, and he just, I don't know, he wasn't like, wasn't what I was picturing.
But I feel like this movie is like the more accurate, like point for point compared to the book. And I feel like especially in the second half, that was a detriment to the movie. Like I felt like they were just doing too much, right?
Like you said to me, like there's just a lot of filler. And in the book, like it's a 1100 page book, so a lot of that is filler. And it's like they're trying to incorporate too much of that into the movie.
Because in the book you can like flesh out the characters, like each character gets their own chapter and you're spending time with the character. With this, you're like, oh, Stan goes and does this for like 2 minutes, like his scene with the bird feeder, like it's like a 2 minute long scene, and then like it cuts back and like it just, cuts back and forth so much, you don't get to spend any time with the characters and how like their time with Pennywise, whereas like I'm not trying to I don't want to compare too much to the newer It's, but I feel like with the newer ones, they do spend a lot of time, or like they just write it better in the newer movies.
Yeah, I feel like in the newer movies, they took out some of the lesser important things in order to have time to follow each character around Derry for a little bit longer. I do like in this one, I like Beverly's scene with the old woman. I thought it was good. There's something else that I wanted to bring up too. Fuck. I don't remember. I don't want to just shit on this movie the whole time, because
No.
like there is good parts to it, and like
Like,
the first half is really good.
yeah, and that's the higher rated episode or movie, I guess, right? But I did really like the scene with Eddie in the shower at the school. Like the practical effects in this movie are done really well, and like it wouldn't be a Stephen King movie, I guess, without practical effects, right? Like the way they did that with like the showers like extending and going after him, then like have like kind of the claymation of like Pennywise like breaking the floor and him popping out. I thought it was awesome.
Some of the scenes had like almost a Nightmare on Elm Street sort of feel to it, like how they filmed them, and especially the shower scene. One other negative that I want to bring up is they completely changed Eddie's mother in this movie. Eddie's mom is supposed to be this like severely overweight woman who is like worried about everything. And then a big part of the story is that Eddie marries a woman who is basically his mother. In this movie, we don't see that. His mom is like a very petite, older lady. She still has that like worrisome attitude. But then when he's an adult, he's living with his mom still. Like he didn't get married to like a big overweight woman or anything like that. And it's just like it may seem like a really small part, but it shows who he is as a character. And I feel like they kind of took that away from him.
The one scene that I really liked in the book that they didn't have in the new movies, but they did have in this movie, was very quick. It was done pretty well, but I wish they would have like done more with it, was whenever Bill goes into Geordie's room after he dies and he's with the photo album. And in the book, I believe it's Bill and it's either Eddie or Richie that's looking in the book, and they're looking
It's Eddie.
at a scene in a picture and it comes alive, and like Bill like reaches into the picture and his hand goes through the picture and he gets like cut by Pennywise. And then this, he does open the book, and then like it goes to a picture of, I think, Georgie, and then blood starts coming out of the book and stuff like that. I thought that was done really well.
And then later on in the movie too, whenever he brings the photo album to the Barons and they're all looking through it, and we see that scene again. But in the remake, they kind of did it with the slideshow projector somewhat. I feel like that was their kind of way of doing it.
That's true, actually. So what did you think of our boy Pennywise?
I need to tread lightly.
I know.
I
Because
think
I
Tim.
looked on like Letterboxd and I was like logged it, and we'll get into the score later, but I was like, fuck, there's like so little reviews of where I went, and like all the reviews are up here. And I was like, fuck, man, I feel terrible, but it's like,
I think Tim Curry did a very good job. I think his version of Pennywise is more accurate, but don't know. I'm trying to word it properly. He wasn't scary, in my opinion. I think Skarsgård did a way better job at being scary, but I think Curry did a really good job at portraying the Pennywise that came from the book.
And they couldn't do as much with Pennywise, it felt like, in the TV series, because it was like a TV show because they at any time like someone got killed or something happened, the camera is like does like a weird kind of not POV, but the camera just like goes away from whatever is showing. You just hear like stuff happening, like the little girl at the beginning, right? Like that was a creepy scene up until the camera does like this weird like shake and like the girl screams and that's it. And then like the mom comes out, she like just starts screaming. You don't like know what happened to the kid, right?
And same with like Georgie, whenever Georgie gets his arm ripped off, you don't see anything happen. You just see like Pennywise's teeth get like the sharp, they go sharp and like his eyes go all fucked up. And then like you see Georgie get pulled in by the arm, but like you don't see any of what happens afterwards. And yeah, that's what I meant at the start of this episode, where like you can tell it's a made for TV movie because they shy away from a lot of the violence, which is fine. It's understandable. But that's one thing that made the remakes so good is how fucking crazy they were.
And in the book, Pennywise doesn't take Georgie's body with him, right? So whereas in like the remake, there Bill is looking for Georgie's body like the whole time. Like he thinks he's still alive. Whereas in the book, like Georgie just died, and then they just kind of go on this journey of, you know, being kids and seeing, you know, Pennywise all the time, and like talks about other kids' journey and how they died and stuff like that. What did you think of Henry and his gang?
You and I have already talked about this, but they look like they're about 25 playing
Yeah, I thought it
12 year
was
olds.
fucking what's his name? Johnny Depp from The Outsiders. He had the fucking haircut with the thing coming
Like a
down.
widow's peak coming down. Henry was good. I thought he was pretty good. Belch and the other guy, I can't remember what his name is. Actually,
Yeah,
I
I
have
forget
it.
his name too.
Patrick. They were kind of annoying, but I thought Bowers was pretty
Yeah, I love whenever Belch like burps obnoxiously in their face.
good.
It's like, but one thing like I did have like a great depiction of this movie is like the kids like weren't cast that well. Like,
No.
not that they weren't good actors, but they just looked a lot older than what they're supposed to be.
And like I know that this cast of kids like went on record saying that it was like the best summer of their lives filming this movie, and same with the kids in the remakes. They all had high praise for the filming of their respective movie, but like it didn't, this group, this Losers Club, didn't feel like they had a good camaraderie. Like they didn't feel like they all got along really well, or that they were friends. Like this felt more like they were just doing a job.
It happened too quick because like there's like a few scenes and then like I don't know, 45 minutes in the movie, it's like the rock fight and Mike joins the Losers Club and it's like, well, fuck, that didn't happen till like almost the end of the book.
Yeah, I found this one too, like, because again, going to the remakes. The remakes, chapter one was all the kids, chapter two was all the adults, with like minor flashbacks going back and forth. This one, like, they completely meshed both stories. Like all through part one, you're getting the adults and it's all like flashback cutscenes and stuff like that. And then the same thing happens in chapter or in the second half of it. Like it didn't have that separation. And like even in the book, right? Like there is separation. Like there's full chapters where it's just the kids, without like any flashback scenes.
Or Mike writing his diary and he's like talking about like the history of Pennywise, right? Also, there's the scene with whenever Ben gets cut with by Henry. He's about to carve in his stomach. That scene also was like very, very quick. Like in the book, Ben and Henry get really fucked up from that fall because they fall like a crazy, crazy far, right? And like Ben's leg is fucked up. Like in the remake, he's like bleeding, and then this, he just gets away and hides in a sewer. And also in this, I was surprised too. Ben is living with his aunt and his cousin. Well, his mom lives there too, but
That stays true to the book, though, doesn't it? Isn't
I
that why they're
forget.
there?
I forget. Yeah, I know they moved around a lot in the book.
I feel like this Ben too, like he just looked too tough.
Yeah, he
Like
did.
he looked like he would just annihilate Henry and his guys. Like this kid looked like he was a one tough motherfucker.
I did like, I'm a fan of Seth Green, and I liked his like look and stuff in this, but I did feel like kind of the jokes and the humor just didn't really land with like the book especially, and the rig.
Ben Wolfhard was far superior.
What didn't really like but the book was Henry Bowers and his game. Because like obviously I watched the remake first, and Henry is like fucking crazy in that movie. And in the book, Henry is crazy as well. Like he has not a good life, but they build up Patrick Hochstetter to be like he is fucking crazy in the book. Like he fucking
He's
like
worse than Henry.
I don't want to say too much because it's pretty disturbing stuff, but like he ends up like killing his baby brother and like doing stuff to animals that like it's just like fucking horrendous. And the way Patrick died too in the book, I thought was so fucking scary and like cool.
Yeah, it's too bad that they didn't incorporate that into this.
Yeah, they didn't incorporate so in the book, obviously Ben, or not Ben, Bill is with his wife Audra in the UK, and he leaves, and you never see Audra again in the remake. But in the book, Audra and Tom, who is Beverly's husband, who beats her, who basically is like her dad, right? In the book, I was very surprised because they built come back and make an appearance in the book, which I did like that aspect of it. But in this, they only bring back Audra. They don't have Tom coming back.
I did like that they brought Audra back because that's the whole ending of the book, right? It's like
I
because
hated the way they did the in this movie.
it wasn't great,
It was
no.
just fucking awkward and weird.
But at least they attempted to stay true to the book in that regard. And I didn't like it in the book either. Like whenever I finished the book, I texted you and I was just like, ah, I don't know how if I liked how that ended. Because it is weird. She's like, I don't know, basically a vegetable. And then Bill brings her on his bike and they just bike really fast down this road. And then she all of a sudden snaps out of it. But yeah, it was weird in the movie.
Because like in the book, because they destroyed the sewer, like whatever they destroyed it, like a part of the sewer got destroyed. So like literally like the whole town is like sucking itself into like itself, right? Like it's falling apart, it's getting flooded, like buildings are falling down, like dairy is pretty much destroyed. Like there's no more dairy left. But in this, it's just like him running down the hill and everyone's like stopping their vehicles, like, what the fuck you doing? And then she's awake and they're just like in the middle of like the intersection, and then that's it.
One thing with this too, is it's small, but like all the kids are in a class together, right? Like they all go to the same school. They're all in the same class. They all know each other, obviously. And then there was one scene where Ben brings Beverly to the Barrens with him, and he introduces her to all of the other kids. I'm just like, you're the new kid here, man. Like they all know who each other are. It's so small and so minuscule, and I'm just being a little bitch complaining about it. But it was just, I don't know. It felt like it was kind of poor writing.
And they kind of in the book they go into why Henry like wants to kill Ben, and because They're like doing their like final exam, and Henry, is like, "Hey, let me copy off you." And Ben is like thinking like, "Okay, I can let him copy it off me and maybe get in trouble." And he would like graduate this grade and come with me to the next grade. Or he's like, "I say, fuck you, you're not copying off me," and he stays behind a grade. And
Again.
so in the book, he does that. He doesn't let Henry copy off him. And Henry ends up passing, I think, but he has to spend summer, do summer school. So he's like, "Oh, my dad's gonna fucking kill me," and stuff like this. And I liked in this movie the theater scene, when they're watching the movie and you see like the werewolf come up on the movie theater, and Richie is like terrified of the werewolf. Like, that's his thing in the book, is the werewolf. And then like they pour soda on on Henry and the kid and the boys.
I do like in this one too, because like a big theme in the book and in all the movies is each one of them being confronted by the thing that they're most afraid of, like as Pennywise, like Pennywise portraying that. And in this, they kept it more true than what the remake did. The remake kind of just did its own thing, right? Like, well, Eddie had his leper, but like Ben's was completely different. Bill kept seeing Georgie. That was a recurring thing. But like in this one, they stayed more true, like with the zombie thing coming out of the water for Ben. Bill saw Georgie. Richie saw the werewolf. What was Eddie's? Can't remember what Eddie's was.
Eddie saw the leper. He was at when he went to the pharmacy, the flashback in the
Oh,
second
right.
part.
Yeah.
I
So I
really
did like all those scenes.
liked Mike's encounter in the book with like the bird, like the crow, because that was like a thing throughout the whole book, is they would see this like bird-like creature and it would keep getting like bigger and bigger.
Yeah, we've never seen that in any of the movie
No,
adaptations.
no. I really liked the scene with who is it? Oh, Richie in the basement when he has to go try and find the mop from Beverly's dad, and the werewolf comes in. I thought that looked really cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna be talking about that one later.
All right, all right. Yeah, the rock fight was pretty disappointing. Like, no one really got fucked up.
Yeah, because that was such a huge part in the book, and like that rock fight was fucking epic in the book.
Yeah,
Like,
because in the book, like, Henry and the friends were chasing after
Mike.
Mike, and they are in this book and in the movie. But in the book, like, at one point, Mike says, "Well, fuck this," and grabs rocks himself. He's by himself and just starts hucking rocks at Henry and the boys. And then like they get even more pissed off. And yeah, Ben totally fucks up Henry in this movie too.
Yeah, that's what I mean, man. Like this kid that plays Ben is just like he's a linebacker. Like, I wouldn't have been fucking around with him. Like when he tackles Henry in this movie, I was like, shit, dude, like you could do some serious damage to these guys. Because like Henry's not a big kid. Like Belch and Patrick are way bigger than he is.
One thing I was very disappointed in this movie, and like I know like I'm kind of fucking shitting over this movie, but they didn't have fucking Nebolt Street. And that is such a huge part of the book. And it's just like this fucking, I don't even know what it is. It's like a, it's not a house. It's like, I don't know. It's weird. It's like in this like swamp where Ben sees his dad and stuff. But it's like, I don't know. It's not like a house, but it's like the entrance to like the sewer, I
Well, it's
guess. I don't
like
know.
the pumping station in the book.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
But But yeah, there's no house on Ebolt Street, which is like massive, massive part of
Yeah,
the book. And like,
exactly.
I don't know if they just didn't know like how they were gonna do it. Like, I don't know what the budget was on this movie. I don't know if they just if it was because of like budgeting purposes or what, but might not even be able to see a budget on it because it's not technically a movie. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything.
I really like the set design in this movie. And when they're inside, I really like the scene. This is the one scene I do remember from the last time, is whenever Pennywise kills Belch. Because for some reason they fucking leave Stan the man behind. And he gets captured by Henry and Belch. And they're about to like cut Stan. Then all of a sudden, like there's like these tubings. And there's like all these holes in it. You just see this white light, just like doo 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 doo, and it's like going, and then it like explodes, fucking grabs Belch, and he's just like going in, and like he's like fucking crunched in the pipe. I thought it was so cool.
Yeah, it was good. What did you think about the adult Henry stuff?
I l really liked it in the book. And the first time I watched the second movie, like I never read the book, so I thought like I didn't like that they brought Henry back. I felt like it was kind of underwhelming for like the second movie. Like it just cuts to him and he's like, oh, like fucking he's in a psych ward. But in the book, they kind of they spend a lot more time with him and with like the people in the prison with him, like the other people who like one guy like fucking eats people. There's like a few workers who like beat them with like coins, and they do have like the guy holding the fucking thing of coins in the movie that gets killed by the most hilarious fucking I don't know what it was, but so Henry wakes up like he's in a hallway. I guess this is like how their beds are. But Belch like comes out from under. It's his older Henry, and he's like, "It's Pennywise. Like, oh, like come with me. We gotta kill, the Losers Club." So they walk down, and then like Pennywise comes out from behind Henry, and it's like Pennywise's body, and then like a dog head. But it just looks so so weird. Oh man.
Literally looked like as if somebody was wearing a big clown costume, but then like tucked their head into the collar and then
Yeah.
had the dog popped up at the front or at the top.
It reminded me of the fucking Goombas from Super Mario Bros.
I feel like they kind of rushed the Henry stuff in this because like we see adult Henry, he's talking to Pennywise in the moon, which happens in the book, and then all the stuff like with the guard and everything like that all happens in the movie, but it's very fast paced. And then all of a sudden he just like shows up at the fucking bed and breakfast type thing. I can't remember what it's called. Dairy house. Shows up there and stabs Mike. And it's just like all super quick. And then in the book, Eddie kills, Henry, but in this, like he stabs himself by accident.
And then like the book, like Henry kills at least one person because he steals someone's car, right? And he goes to the library and gets in a fight with Mike, and like he fucks Mike up. Like Mike gets stabbed, and Henry thinks that he killed Mike because he like I think he stabbed him in like the leg and like fucked up his artery or something like that. So Mike like barely makes it alive in this. But yeah, they go in the book, he goes to the inn, and I really liked it in the book too, because like he pretends to be like room service, and like Eddie like opens the door and like gets attacked by Henry, and then Henry or Eddie kills Henry, right? But in this, yeah, he just goes into Mike's room. I guess they, I guess cut ahead or something.
Yeah, it's just all, I don't know. I just feel like it was all really rushed. And considering like what we've been saying is that like there's just a lot of filler in the second half of this movie, so I feel like they could have cut some of that filler out and like really expanded on some of these scenes that were critical to the story.
I really liked the version, the book version of whenever they were kids fighting Pennywise. Because in this movie, I think Stan ends up getting captured by Pennywise, and all the kids are standing there, and their kids are like, oh, I'm not afraid, you're not real. But Stan is afraid, and Pennywise, like, he has his fucking teeth, and he's like about to kill him, and then Eddie is like, oh, it's battery acid. But in the book, Pennywise turns into this fucking giant eyeball that like takes out the whole like sewer, and the kids like start trying to punch it, like their arms go into the fucking jelly, and then Eddie kind of saves the day, and he's like, oh, this is battery acid, and then he sprays Pennywise, right? And like the makeup effects of that too in this movie were done really well too, right? Because fucking half his face is like burnt off, like, yeah, it's awesome.
And that's like one of the more iconic scenes of this movie too, is like you see this clip often whenever people are kind of sharing stuff about this movie. It's just a, it's a good scene.
Although it did go into one of the worst fucking little clips. As soon as he gets sprayed, Pennywise does a fucking full-on front flip. It squeezes into the little hole and then he leaves. I was disappointed they kind of like skip through like the pact
Yeah,
very
that's
quickly
true, eh?
in this movie. It's like that's a big thing, like in the book and in the second movie, right? But yeah.
They skipped the orgy scene again too. Like, fuck.
Like going into the book, that was like the one thing I knew about the book, really, because everyone talks about it, and
It
it was
was
weird.
weird, but it was a lot more tame than I expected.
It was. I didn't. I honestly didn't understand why he fucking wrote it. So basically, like, they are trying to escape from the sewers. Like, it's dark. They can't see anything. And they get lost because they can't find Pennywise, or they lost someone. And they're starting to lose their like their fear is kind of coming back. Like, they're losing that the camaraderie, right, between them. They're starting to not be friends, like not be friends, but you know what I mean. So then Beverly is just like, they
I
start
know how to bring
freaking,
us all together.
yeah, they start freaking out because they can't figure where to go. Because Stan, I think, like, he knows like the where the or it's either Stan or Richie. But anyway, and then yeah, Beverly's like, oh, I know what it is. We're losing our friendship. And she's like, I know what we can do to like be closer. And then she just lets all of them have sex with her. And it's very weird because they're like 10 years
Love.
old, 11 years old.
Yeah, it was a weird flex on Stephen King's part, but I mean, yeah, because they rely on the power of the seven, right? So they rely on that to stick together. That's the only way that they're going to defeat Pennywise is if they all stick together. They can't have like anybody breaking the line or anything like that. I think too, it's like maybe like they're coming to the realization that like the adults can't see Pennywise. They can't see anything that he does. So, like, I don't know if it's sort of like a thought process of like, once you have sex, you become an adult. So maybe like their fears will go away because now they're adults. You know what I mean?
And I liked in the book too, they really did like go into the whole bird thing, because like the bird, like Pennywise turns into the bird for Mike, and Stan is really into birds. But in the remake, I don't think they really mention it. It's all about his like
No.
Judaism, right? And in the book, he's like very into birds. The birds is what saves him when he meets Pennywise for the first time. And then I think in the book too, Pennywise turns into that fucking crazy bird, and he uses that again to save them at that point. But yeah, I'm not sure exactly when episode one ends, but like I stopped watching after Stan killed himself when he was older. That's when I like took a
Yeah.
break and then watched the rest tonight.
I think it ends kind of like whenever Pennywise goes down, like does his front flip and goes down the hole.
Okay.
I think that's kind of like the closing, like around there anyways.
So older Stan, he ends up killing himself because Mike gets the call. I really liked in the book how that was like one of the first chapters they did was Stan killed himself.
Yeah, I think Stan was the second person that he called.
And I love in the book too how it had like him writing in blood for like the it. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, the print was there.
So no, episode two and was really a step down for me, mainly because the fucking bill. And like I feel like Pennywise isn't scary in this second part. Like he just kind of pops up and makes jokes, right? Like Bill shows up at the gravesite, he's like looking at Georgie's grave, and then Pennywise shows up and he has like six or seven graves dug, and then Bill sees one that's like filled, and Pennywise is like, oh, like some joke about Stan the man. But none of them know that Stan is dead.
Yeah, I
Whereas
don't even, Mike
only one
doesn't even
that,
know.
Mike knew in the books, but in this, no one knew. So Bill goes to the library to meet Mike. This part made me laugh because they're like leaving the library and going down the road, and then like they don't like remember stuff. And Bill's like, oh, like someone like lived around here. Like, I think Beverly, like this was like the poor part of town, right? And Mike's like, yeah, it's still poor. And then just turns up the walkway to his house, and Bill's like, oh, this is your house.
Because Mike's, this is another big theme in the book. Mike's the only one that stayed in Derry. And all the other six moved out of Derry right after that summer that it happened. And they all became like very rich and successful. None of them had kids afterwards. And it's like, it's a big recurring theme in the book. Mike's the only one that stayed, and he's like poor. He's a librarian, like doesn't really have anything going for him, really.
One of my favorite characters from the book is Mike. Like he is such a huge part of this story, but in both movies, he just kind of feels like an afterthought. Like in the book, you get the relationship with his dad and his mom. You get the backstory on the explosion at the factory. What was the one chapter? It was called like the black hole or something.
The black spot.
The black spot. That chapter was so fucking cool. And you get a lot of stuff between him and Henry, and also with Mike's dad and Henry's dad. Like they absolutely despise each other. Like I think in the book, something happens. I know there's something with the chickens or something like that.
Dog.
Oh, the dog. Oh, that was brutal, man.
Henry killed Mike's dog. I think Mike's dad caught Henry's dad trying to kill their chickens. I think that's what it was, wasn't it? Or he was trying to, no, Mike dog got poisoned. Was he trying to poison the chickens?
Something like that. Yeah, I forget what exactly it was,
Yeah,
but
he's fucking
Henry's
with the chickens.
Mike's dad like stood up to Henry's dad, basically like, yo, like don't fuck with me, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of backstory as to why Henry hates Mike so much, like not just because he's black, like you know.
Yeah.
Oh, also one thing I didn't notice in this movie is Eddie doesn't break his arm,
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
which in the book is like crazy.
Yeah.
Because basically fucking Henry steps on his fucking arm and breaks it.
Snaps it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's a lot of history as well in Derry, like in the book. They always talk about and make reference to, they do a bit in this movie of how all of these things happen in Derry and nobody outside of Derry talks about it or knows about it.
It's like Derry's in its own little bubble.
Yeah, like in the book, there's one chapter where some old school gunslingers come to Derry and the whole town like kills like two cars full of these guys. And then nobody talks about it.
Yeah. This make like the more Stephen King I read, like, because I know that in the Gunslinger series, I'm going way off topic here. I know in the Gunslinger series, like towards the end of it, I know it somehow incorporates like most of Stephen King's characters. And like I'm thinking about like with Derry and then the book Under the Dome, like if there's any, because I read Under the Dome like I think whenever it first got released.
Yeah,
So I don't remember a whole lot of it.
I read it 3 years ago.
Yeah. So, like, is there any correlation between Derry and Under the Dome?
Not that I can remember.
No way. Because true, and like I think in the book they kind of reference that like it's like Derry's under a dome of some sort. Because like nobody, like you said, nobody talks about any of the events that happen.
Yeah.
It's like no other town knows about Pennywise or like the missing children or anything like that.
They really one of the like most iconic scenes in this movie is Richie at the library, but like they it goes so quickly, like all of these scenes in this last half just happen so quick, and then like the fucking boring talking parts, like they just I don't know. But I do like the scene of Richie in the library, and Pennywise shows up and he's like has the balloon pop and like the blood goes all over Richie, and then he's like up on the thing, like spinning the thing, and he's talking to the librarian, and Pennywise just yelling and
Yeah.
screaming, and oh man, it's great.
It was a really good scene. I liked it. It's too bad that it was so quick, but I'm happy that they at least incorporated it because this scene wasn't in the remake. Yeah, I thought Tim Curry was great in this scene. Just the way he was screaming and yelling at
Yeah, every other kid that comes, like their like flashback or their like deal with Pennywise as adults, like Ben's is like very quick. You know, he goes to the Barrens and then he sees Pennywise on the side of the road, basically says like turn back. Eddie is in town and he goes to the pharmacy and like the old guy is still there and turns into the leper. But we talked briefly about best scene at her old house, with the old lady. Like that's pretty like accurate. Like both movies accurately depicted what happened in the book for the most part. Done really well. Like the old lady, fucking her face is like old and melting, and like yeah, I thought it was done really well. What'd you think of the Chinese restaurant meetup?
I liked it in this one.
I thought the practical effects were done really well.
Yeah, it was a lot more low key than it was in the remake. Because like the remake, they went like above and beyond what it needed to be. But yeah, this one like with the eyeball coming out of the fortune cookie and like the cockroaches, And yeah, I don't know. I just thought it was really good. And I like when the waitress comes in, she's, oh, everything okay? Like, what's going on? And they just finished like getting attacked by all these fortune cookies. Yeah, I liked it in this movie.
I thought that the like feeling and sense between like Beverly and all the guys was like very weird. Like as soon as like she passes out and she wakes up and the first person she sees is Richie, and she like just grabs him and fucking kisses him,
Yeah.
and then she like sees everyone and then like it's like oh like Bill's like there, woo, just goes off to him. They start like making out. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like Bill, you're married, man. In the book, him and Beverly have sex, right? Like they hook up and fucking poor Audra, man. But yeah, I liked in the book how Audra and Tom, like, they're like at hotels, like right next to each other. Like their cars are parked, like it describes their cars are parked like on the other side of a wall in the hotel, and like they're going to the same place and like same situations almost. I mean, what else do we have? Anything?
I don't know. We're kind of all over the place. I think
Yeah.
the only thing we haven't really talked about is the ending.
Oh, one thing I did like, it was done really well, was whenever they go back to the library, all of them, and
Oh
Mike's like,
yeah.
oh, let's have some beers, open the fridge, and there's Stan's head in
Yeah,
there. I thought that was an awesome scene.
it was good. Just like cutting them apart the whole time.
The bathroom scene in this of them cleaning Beverly's bathroom was like fucking snap of a finger. Like that was it.
Well, I mean, there's barely any blood in this one, so it was more like somebody just, I don't know, took a water bottle and sprayed blood.
But yeah, I mean, like I've said, like a lot of the stuff in this later part, like were just very boring. I was just not into it, like with them at the hospital and stuff like that. I do like whenever I think they're at the hotel and Beverly comes into Ben's room and she's like, oh, I know you wrote the poem. And then like they kiss and then it's like fucking Pennywise that's as Beverly. And then
Yeah.
next day at the hospital, like Beverly's like, oh, I know you wrote the poem. She tries kissing Ben and Ben's like, how the fuck do I know who you are? Like you're Pennywise.
Trust issues unlocked. I will say, like, with watching this, like, I texted you, like, I was watching this and I was like, fuck, I want to reread the book again. And, like, I just finished it a month ago. But just because of like how accurate a lot of the stuff was in this movie, it made me want to go back and reread it. Because it was like bringing back memories of reading it. And I was just like, there were certain scenes where I remember reading it. And I was just like thinking in my head as I was reading, like, holy fuck, like that is amazing. And a lot of the stuff that they portrayed in the movie, like, I don't know, it just kind of reverted me back to the book. Whereas like the remakes, and it's fine what they did. Like you and I both absolutely adore the remakes, but they changed so much.
A lot.
Yeah. So like a lot of it is similar to the book, but a lot of it is kind of its own, like Andy Muschietti's own vision, right? Like that it didn't stay super true to it.
I did like the ending of the movie, I think for the most part. They see Georgie, I thought was like done really cool. He's in there with the fucking boat and the one arm and stuff like that. In the book, I felt like this world where Pennywise is. Actually, let's talk about this. So, a lot of people have issue with the book and this fucking turtle. Everyone's like, "Oh, a fucking turtle! A fucking turtle!" I fucking like the turtle, man.
I like the turtle too. It's a very weird thing to have in the book, but if you think about what Pennywise is, like Pennywise isn't a clown, He's not just some alien that came to Earth. Like, this motherfucker is like the Thanos of the Stephen King universe. Like, he goes places to destroy worlds.
Because like him, the turtle, they're like the yin and yang, right?
Exactly,
Like the
yeah.
turtle is like the good of the universe, and Pennywise is like the evil. And like fucking in the book, like Bill goes on some fucking trips through I don't know what, but he goes into some trips. He like flies, goes flying past the turtle. The turtle's talking to him and all this stuff. And like everyone shits on the turtle, but I liked it, man.
Yeah, I mean, the turtle is the good force against the evil force.
And like in the book, like this whole world where Pennywise is like feels like this magical fantasy. Like they're going through this like door and stuff like this, and then in this movie they do go through like the door, and Eddie like declares like, "Oh, I'm a virgin. I've never had sex," and it's like totally different from like what the book is, right? So what'd you think of Spider Pennywise?
Cross-eyed spider Pennywise.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the fucking eyes on this thing? It looked like a Siamese cat.
Yeah.
I mean, it's super practical, which is
Yeah.
cool. Like, it was like stop motion, it looked like. It looked cool.
Yeah.
Like, it had the two little like claw pinchers at the front. It wasn't as big as I was expecting it to be,
Yeah.
but yeah, I mean, for what it was good.
Yeah, I
I liked
appreciate the
it.
special effects
Yeah.
or practical effects, sorry.
Yeah. And like, I think they did a good enough job with this end scene where the spider like goes back up on its hind legs a little bit and all the deadlights are underneath it on its belly.
Yeah.
And we see Bill, Ben, and Richie get kind of like hypnotized by the deadlights. Beverly shooting the fucking
Yeah.
slingshot at it, missing it. And then I like the scene where they kill it too. Like, they finally manage to just tackle it over after Beverly hits it with the
Fucking slingshot.
hits it with the slingshot, and then they just start punching it in its stomach, and
Yeah.
they had to they all just like rip out its heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Eddie dies.
Yeah.
Gets killed.
Eddie's death was kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Like, in the remake, it almost seems as though like Richie and Eddie were kind of like in love with each other.
I really like that about the remake. Like
Me too.
it was sad. It was a lot sadder.
Yeah. And that's what I mean with this too. Like, it like Eddie dies, it just kind of happens, and you're just like, that sucks, but
Yeah. They had to get out there and yeah. And it cuts to Mike, he's writing his diary in the hospital. He's like talking about, Richie went on to do some like stage acting, theater acting, a comedy show. Ben and Beverly, they traveled across a few states, ended up having a kid a few months later. And then Bill had stayed in Derry for a while with Audra because she was like in a catatonic state. And then, yeah, that's like the end of the book. And then there's like a, I don't know, I guess like a prologue, I guess, kind of thing.
Epilogue.
Epilogue, yeah, sorry, yeah, that's the beginning. Where and in the book, like the whole, like I mentioned, the whole town is like falling apart. And he just grabs his bike and just takes her on a bike ride, and she like wakes up, and yeah.
One thing that I don't get with the book and the movies and everything, like, so Ben and Beverly leave. And like, so whenever you leave Derry, you forget about Derry. You forget about
Yeah.
everything that happens in Derry. So like, with Ben and Beverly leaving Derry, like, how do they remember that like they're together and shit like that? You know what I mean? Like, do they ever wake up one morning and they're just like, who the fuck are you? I
Yeah, I don't know. Good
don't know.
question. All right, well, anything else?
I don't think so. We were like super all over the place with this one, but I think we kind of expected that.
Yeah.
Because
It's a fucking 3-hour movie.
we both agreed to not kind of do scene by scene like how we normally do, just
Yeah.
because it's all over the place. But
Yeah. All right, cool. Alrighty, well, that's the way the blood splatters.
yeah. I need my notes. Where are my notes? All right. How did you rate this movie?
Let's see. For story, okay. I didn't write anything down. So for story, I'll go a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
My Letterboxd score is very different from what this is because, like, story-wise, I feel like they really did stick with everything that was in the book for the most part. Some stuff was obviously changed a bit. I do think like the character development wasn't that great in this movie. It kind of just felt like fucking jumbled and all over the place. But they did stick with the main story. So go 7 to 10. And then for quality, like I'll go a 4 out of 10.
Okay.
Acting was like okay. I thought Older Bill obviously was awful, but the other actors did a pretty good job. I really liked the practical effects and like the set design was really well done. Yeah. I go 7 out of 10 and 4 out of 10.
All right. For me, story, I gave it an 8 out of 10. Like you said, it stayed true to the book for the most part. The one big detriment was not having the house on Newbold Street, and the fact that, like how we mentioned earlier, that in sticking so true to the book, the movie became boring at a lot of the parts. But I like how they tried to keep it as true as they possibly could without making it like a 15-hour movie. Quality, I gave it a 6. I liked Tim Curry as Pennywise, and we really didn't talk about Tim Curry a lot in this episode at all.
Because honestly, he's not in this movie that much.
Yeah, he's only got like 11 minutes of screen time or something like that. But I think, like, Tim Curry, I've already mentioned it, but I think he did a very accurate portrayal of the Pennywise that we see in the book. And he did a good job. Like, he was creepy, but he wasn't like scary, you know what I mean? Whereas like Skarsgård's Pennywise was scary. But we had some big name actors. Like, we had John Ritter, Annette O'Toole, well, Tim Curry, obviously. But like, a lot of secondary characters weren't the greatest of acting, but they weren't bad. Outside of the guy who played Bill, because he was just hot trash. I feel like it encapsulated the feel of Derry really well. Like, people are friendly, but then there's also like the outcasts, like the Bowers family and all them, that are just straight up pieces of shit. So I don't know. Yeah. 9 out of 10 for story, 6 out of 10 for quality. All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus, though hampered by an uneven second half, it supplies a wealth of funhouse thrills and an indelible turn from Tim Curry as Pennywise. So based off that, what do you think the critics scored it?
I mean, I know people love this movie, so I'll go 82%.
This rating surprised the shit out of me.
Okay.
68%.
Wow, a lot lower than I expected.
Me too. I was thinking this was like 75 to 85.
Yeah.
So that's, yeah, 68% on 25 reviews and an average score of 6 out of 10. The audience gave it a 64% on 100,000 ratings, an average score of 3.6 out of 5, or a 7.2 out of 10.
Interesting. All right.
So it's a lot lower.
Yeah. Cool.
What's Letterboxd have?
All right. Well, Letterboxd has a 3.2 out of 5. I gave it a 2 out of 5. You gave it a 3. Let's see. I'm sure a lot of people, our buddy Alan gave it a 3.5.
There's a lot of reviews on it.
Oh, I know. Jensen gave it a 3 out of 5. Nathan, I Hope You Suffer, gave it a 4 out of 5. Slashy Captain, 4 out of 5. Screaming Cinema, 4 out of 5. And that's it. Surprised no Anthony on here.
Yeah, I was surprised at that too. But I read Nathan from I Hope You Suffer. He gave like a little blurb of a review. And he admitted like it's not a great movie. It's just like his score is basically nostalgia based. So, and I think like if you watch this movie as a kid, like you kind of have that nostalgia feel to it. I watched it once when I was a kid. And it like made me scared of clowns for the longest time. So there was that, but yeah, I don't know, watching it as an adult and like after we had the remakes and they were so fucking good, I just feel like this doesn't hit the mark as much anymore. I feel like a lot of people agree with that.
Not Ben from Extreme Horror Replay. I'm pretty sure he loves this movie.
Yeah, fuck, I'm gonna be hearing about it. All right. Ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what did you give this for a scare rating?
I'll give it a 2 out of 10. Just
Okay.
I didn't find Pennywise scary at all. Like, he was creepy, I guess, in some parts, but he was more like comedic. I felt like some of the practical effects were done really well, but just, I don't know, doesn't really hold up that much for me. Scary scene, I'll go with whatever Belch dies. I
Okay.
thought just that whole scene, him getting fucking flattened, it reminded me of like a Friday the 13th kill or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'll go
All
with
right.
that.
Cool.
Then would I survive? I mean, I forget what I said in the other movies, but I feel like yes, I would survive. Just I feel like if some kids can survive, then like I feel like I could just pretend that, this guy isn't real. It's just my thoughts. So.
All right. For my scare set or scare rating, I give it a 3 out of 10. Like you mentioned and I mentioned earlier, like Tim Curry's not scary, he's just like super creepy. But I liked a lot of the characters that he portrayed. Like when the old woman turns into I don't know, who is it that she fucking turns into? Is it Belch?
Could be.
Anyways, regardless. She turns into like the zombie looking thing. Like I thought that was really well done. She was even creepy like before she made that transformation. And I don't know, just yeah, a lot of the imagery, a lot of the set design was creepy too. So I think they did good. Scariest scene, I said the fucking werewolf, man.
Nice.
Like when Richie sees him down in the janitor's closet, like he was fucking creepy, dude. He's just like he's got like drool dripping out of his mouth and his eyes are all like fucked up and I don't know. They did a really good job with that werewolf. And would I survive? Yeah, I'm gonna say I will too. I feel like Tim Curry's Pennywise isn't as like sadistic and like crazy. I don't know. And like as long as you and your friends stick together, man, you can do anything.
Yeah, just have sex together, you'll survive.
So, yeah.
Cool.
All right. What are we watching for our next episode?
So we are watching a movie I've never heard of, but it sounded
Okay.
cool.
Here we go.
So we are going to be talking about 2008's Pathology.
The fuck is that?
Yes.
Pathology. Where did you find this?
It was number one on top 25 movies you have never seen. And the premise, it's more of a thriller, I think, but the premise sounded really cool. So, yeah.
I like the cast. Okay. That sounds cool.
Yeah, I thought so too. I mean, doesn't have the best ratings, but,
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. Yeah, it's a good cast, though. All right, cool. So, our next episode. Oh, from the creators of Crank. Fuck, this might be fun.
What?
Of Crank.
Oh yeah, that's I read that too.
This might be fun. All right. Well, here we go again with another one that neither one of us have heard of. The battery worked out well.
It
Neither
did, yeah, it
one
did,
of
yeah.
us have heard of that one. So, all right,
Cool.
cool. So in 2 weeks, we'll be talking about 2008's Pathology. That wraps it up. If you want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you click the link in our bio on Instagram, you'll find links to our TeePublic account where we have our merch. There's also a link to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. Please check out our other podcast, a podcast on Fury Road, where we talk about action movies. We're currently doing a 2-month-long Mad Max extravaganza, and it's going to get wild by the time we hit Fury Road. Thanks for listening.
Thank you guys. We will talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yes, sir. See yous later.